Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Wrapping up a 5-day work week. That's very nice. I like to brag about working 4 hours a day and 5 days a week is too long because people get take us too seriously and get pissed off. I didn't read the guy's whole email, but some douchebag was so pissed at me because of our little rant yesterday, that little story I told about what is that noise?
The hell was that?
That's not cool.
Is there a rattlesnake in here?
I was trying to decide if that was just my earphones or.
No, I heard it right away too, but I'm not hearing
it
now.
Weird.
No. There's a buzz there.
It is.
Yeah, there is.
Check.
It's rattlesnake season.
It's my mic.
I could change that out.
Yeah. So I mentioned yesterday, we were talking about people standing in line behind people with cashiers that piss you off, and cashiers that piss us off, and. I think I told the story about the woman had a dollar coupon. And I kept going, it's a dollar. I was actually hammering the store, the multi-billion dollar grade. We just got news. I guess it's public knowledge. We're getting the hell out of this dump anyway. No, not the show. We're not leaving the station. We're not leaving Z92. We're just leaving this building because it's a dump. Clarify that.
I almost said it. Because of crap like that.
Exactly.
Because of the rattlesnakes in
exactly.
Here.
Exactly. Man, that's annoying. So I'm yelling, it's a dollar. And some douchebag just was pissed at me. I started reading it, then I just eliminated it. No, we're not all lucky enough to have a great job. And Jesus, it was a freaking dollar. I'm abusing the multi-billion dollar company for holding up the line and not just giving this woman a dollar off her bill. You know, that was the joke. But as we know, people don't understand jokes sometimes. You ever notice that?
Yeah, well, we're kind of subtle. There's a lot of nuance to what we do.
Yeah, real subtle, right. Go ahead. Go ahead. You talk, Todd.
Yeah. Well, there's an email from a guy yesterday who is a manager. Did you see that?
No.
He's a manager, and he was very adamant about moving the line along. And I guess I could read it here, but it's about 18 paragraphs long, so I'm going to try to sum it up.
All right.
But he chastised one of his cashiers.
Okay.
Yeah. And as a result, the customer got pissed at him. Customer wrote his boss a letter, and he got fired. And, well, it turns out it was, you know, oftentimes when you get fired, it's the best thing that happens to you.
I understand that, but the thing is that I know you're trying to be human with people, but... If the interaction's too long and you're ignoring the people behind them, that's what I always have a problem with some of the cashiers. You're totally ignoring the people in line if you're having a personal conversation.
The manager doesn't need to call out the cashier in front of everybody either. That sounds like what he did.
Right.
Up until 5 years ago, a manager at a grocery store was adamant that the kind of crap you talk about would not happen. Ring stuff up, keep the chatting to a minimum, And if you have to talk to them, do it while ringing stuff up.
Right. That's a good point.
Yeah, customer has a question about the price of a coupon, just give it to them. Not worth holding up the line and pissing everybody off. The only exception is if you recognize someone is trying to scam you on a regular basis. Otherwise, it's not worth getting ripped off on occasion. And you can keep 99.99% of your customers happy and not treat them like thieves.
And what you do not do on a random Saturday is ask somebody how you think you're going to do today, how you think we're going to do today. Because a good chance 40% of those people don't give an S about your team. And you assume we're all rooting for your team.
Well, that's because management makes them wear team shirts.
Even then, on
game day.
Don't ask me how we're going to do today, because you're not going to want to hear the answer. Because I have five or six stock ones already. I said, well, you mean you guys? Well, you guys suck. That's one of them I say. Or I say, I always make them say it out loud. What are you talking about? And that just really fries their brain. Smoke comes from their ears. Well, the Huskers. I said, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
And that fries their brains. Oh, my God, that's smoke out of the top of their head when I say I'm not a fan.
That's especially, my usual response, right, too. I'm not a fan.
Yeah. Sometimes they say, are they playing today? Yeah. Oh, and then their arm flies off because they're freaking out.
That's a good one, too.
It's a stupid question.
I'm going golfing. Are they playing today?
Yeah. Who's playing? What sport's that? I'll say that, you know, just to mess with them because I don't care. All right.
Is the schedule out yet? Speaking of that.
Which schedule?
The Big Ten.
Oh, yeah. I think that's been out.
Now, who they're playing is out. Yeah, that one's out. Yeah, that's been out. Because I Googled to find out when the Huskers were playing because we're thinking about doing something here. So, yeah, it's out. That's out. And, by the way, it's only March. So
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
That's out. All right.
Okay, I didn't hear the announcement. I just got the Pac-12 announcement the other day.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Speaking of sports, too, McDermott suspended. Let's see, Creighton coach. How many days?
It didn't say.
Or his plantation
stuff.
It
was very non-committal on the timeline.
Right. I saw somebody say, if you want to go down a rabbit hole, go to some omaha.com.
I saw that, too.
He said, I didn't go down the rabbit hole, but he said, every once in a while, an African-American gentleman checks in with all the white racists, and it goes crazy.
I learned yesterday that your daughter shouldn't get a job at the football office down at KU.
Yeah, that's
apparently
crazy.
Les Miles is a creep.
He's a creep.
Yeah, man. And then I'm scrolling through.
Keeping his gig? Is he going to keep his gig? Or all this creep stuff's coming out?
I don't know.
Well, because none of it happened at Kansas.
That's right.
This is all stuff that happened, you know, 5, 10 years ago at LSU.
Yeah, when he was younger and feeling his oats.
Right,
yeah.
We're going back to like 2013 for this.
You can't feel up random chicks when you're 1 and 11 either, by the way.
Yeah.
Eventually, they laid down a moratorium that he just couldn't hire any more women. He couldn't hire any college students.
Yeah, that's something like we did.
He couldn't stop talking. But, you know, when we did that sort of crap, we were really young.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And
they said yes.
We never touched anybody. I don't recall ever touching anybody.
No, never did.
And you get a little vibe. And I know, you know, when I was younger, I would hit on the receptionist at every radio station I worked at.
How you done?
And some of them said, yeah, I'm interested.
But some, you know, right away, you could tell they weren't interested.
Right, if they were.
Like now, they're not interested at
all. I moved along.
I'm getting a pre-flip off as an inside story.
And this one will just shock you. Listen to this. What is it? Female Golf Channel employees said they experienced misogyny and harassment at work.
Country Club
the Golf Channel.
Khaki Country Club broadcasters. Screw them.
I am shocked.
Of course they experienced that. You want to get misogynistic, go to a clubhouse of any golf course. And I like the game, but I'm not defending that. That's like the worst place for a woman.
No, and I'm sure the Golf Channel.
There's a cart girl. There's a bar chick. She's kind of hot. There's a guy sitting there who's 70 years old.
Come over here, darling.
There's gut hanging out. Yeah, how you doing? Yeah. Darling. Yeah. There's a lot of darlings in those places.
Hun.
Right.
Yeah. My daughter was.
Your daughter.
Well, that was actually a coveted position, but they know that they had to put up with creeps. but she was a cart girl.
Oh, I guarantee
girl.
They did, yeah.
And she and a couple friends were cart girls at a country club in town.
Yeah,
yeah,
so, yeah.
They experienced their fair share of creeps.
Yeah. Yeah, she rolled up on our pile. I was golfing there once. She rolled up on us and got some beer. I was talking to her about that. I said, first of all, lady, I said, how many creeps are out here? She goes, a lot.
All of them?
All of them, yeah.
Only Uncle Mike was not a creep. That was
no, it. Not to her.
I might have been a creep to her partner, right? That's a good point. Hey, how you doing? All right. Craig, introduce me to your cart mate. Tell her I'm Tyler.
Who's your friend?
I'm Tyler. I work with your dad. That'll get me in. Craig Evans, Nick Allen, Friday, right?
Yeah.
It is.
All right, Mike's working. That's good.
Right. Dave Landau calling.
Dave Landau is the funny bone this weekend, right?
Yes,
funny
he is. Tonight, tomorrow night.
Dave Landau. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.